Hi, this is the Dark Tangent. And the speeches you're about to listen to were recorded at DEF CON 6, which was held in July 31st to August 2nd, 1998, at the Plaza Hotel and Casino in Old Downtown Las Vegas. These speeches are copyright, non-commercial use, educational uses only. If you'd like to use them for any other purpose, please contact DEF CON at www.defcon.org or email to dtangent. That's D-T-A-N-G-E-N-T at defcon.org. Now, some of the speeches were lost, so you're getting what we've got recorded. Now sit back and relax, and here comes some knowledge to your head.
We got about a half hour to do this. This has been crammed, unfortunately. We lost our hour and a half block, not once, but twice. You're floppy. He needs a floppy. If anybody got a floppy drive that he can borrow? Okay, that's enough of that. For those of you who are interested in competing, drive. Okay, for those of you who are interested in competing, please come up to the front here. Not sure how many we're going to be able to do this. This is going to be really, really interesting due to the time and the fact that... You need it?
And by the way, folks, since the credit jail is not enough, the credit being kicked out of the convention, all of us, so take notice. So it's in your best interest to find these bozos and have them shut down. Okay.
Please, no, I don't want to cancel, Jesus Christ. They've been down for 15 minutes, so who wants to kick some ass? Yep, there's a few, let's go, come on. I mean, we're a bunch of Uber people around here, we got lots of tools, let's use them. Those also who are interested in judging, a little input on the judges is that the judges are going to be participating in this. One of the methods of keeping the competition somewhat plausible or whatever is to use the judges as the participants for the SEers to SE. That way we don't get people off the audience who are going to sit there and go, oh, I'm not going to tell you anything. So, competitors on this side, let's get some judges over on this side, and then we'll figure this out. Sure, go ahead.
First prize.
Yeah, we got a few prizes that were absconded with, brought up. A payphone, ladies and gentlemen, is the top prize. Okay, a little quick information on how this is going to work. Due to time, we're going to try to cut this into two sections. We're going to try to do the first section up here. Now, due to the fact that we have one mic, and it's going to be really awkward to say, well, here, you talk real quick, and now you talk. You probably are going to want to be towards the front so you can attempt to hear what the hell is going on. So, if we can do from the second row back, people sit and leave like the first row so we can put people down at. And we're going to try to push through this as fast as possible and get through as much of this, and hopefully this will work. This is the first year for this. There's bound to things to go wrong. So hopefully this will be fun. Hopefully it'll work. I'd like to also apologize for the fact that the scavenger hunt version of this did not happen. It will happen next year, one way or another. And I will make sure that DT gets it through his head that we need more than a half hour for this. I'm going to. Anyways, so what we're going to do, that's over, good night. What we're going to do is we're going to break this, if people are familiar with Whose Line Is It Anyways, we're going to get suggestions from the audience on the situations. Maybe from personal experience, I don't really care. Drink? Now this is not the social engineering drinking game, though that would be probably interesting. Next year, hosted by 303. Okay. Now, this can be done with teams of however many. It really doesn't matter. We just have to finagle these situations to work. Just remember, we only have one payphone, so you guys have to share it in your room or whatever. Okay, what this is going to work is we're going to get suggestions from the audience. They're going to try to live through the situation, whether it be bullshitting your way, getting information from a security guard or whatever. And the judges, we have three, four, five, 6. Works.
We're at 7.
Okay, and the more the merrier. Okay, anyways, they're going to be bullshit in front or to the judges to get this information, whatever. The whole point is that the judges are going to determine based on how well they do it. We can even get voting from the audience if we really want to do that. And hopefully this thing will work. The second round of this is we'll take like the top 3, 5, whatever of these people. Let's see how many we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 8 people. Top 3 people. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Top 3 people will go into round 2. Round 2 will be a round and about. And I'm not going to really announce how that's going to work due to the fact that we want people not to know what the hell is going on. So hopefully that'll work. Okay. Can I get everybody else to like back off or sit down or something? This is our stage over here. We're going to use this since there's tables over here. Back up or sit down or something.
Sit down.
That works. Okay, any suggestions for a situation? Let's try a different situation. We want just basically a simple little thing. Hold on. You guys don't get the point. Little information. They got to come up with the bullshit. Okay, let's just take what they talk about and break it down. Bell Labs, you're trying to get in. He's the security guard. You don't have an idea, of course, because you're a little hacker that you want to get in there and play around with shit. Okay? So, like, stand out there so that they can hear you and shit. Okay, this isn't going to work.
I really need to see some part of an application.
My idea, if you like, but like I said, you.
Okay.
You were actually telling me about your wife on the way out. Yeah, remember?
Really not married.
Might have been another guard, but. You know, if there was one of the other guards, I would explain later, right?
They just
don't have any idea. Upstairs, you know, if you'd like, you could escort me upstairs, that'd be no problem.
That would work, we just had a guard chest, maybe the other guard let you through,
Probably it, yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, no problem.
Good to keep it quick, I appreciate that. Next! Haha, you're next. Okay, Hefe, come on, you've been drinking, you should be able to get up here. Next, go, judge, come on, give me a judge, come on. Just somebody, come on, man. Jesus. It's Justin right here.
It's a big $20 bill and you got caught from D.C. Staff. What you do?
Take 50. Okay, let's see if we can do this.
No idea where to start, man. All those goons on you, so you better watch out. I'm going to throw you out, and people's heart attacks are going to get blamed on you, and you're going to be in the news and in jail and stuff like that, so you better not bend over to pick up that take 50 or all these cops there.
Is all that going to happen at once?
That's nice enough.
This is getting out of hand.
What's this about? I'm not following you here. All right. I got a report. You just had some big 50. And it didn't have a little strip in it. It didn't have any of the shimmering letters or anything. And it was fake. And everybody says it was you. So what are you going to do? You got a real 50 you can trade for? Where did this happen at? I was told it was in the bar out there. It's far, I mean, this is, I'm passing the money that I got earlier from change. I was spending all my $100 bills, and this is what I was giving back. Well, okay. I can't control that. You gotta look at stuff when you get it. I don't know, you gotta cover your own ass here, but we've always got a chance that you brought in your own counterfeit money. I don't know how to spot a counterfeit bill. I would just, I assumed, hey, these guys know what they're doing. They gave me these 20s as change from my $278 bill I spent earlier. And I figured it was okay. I figured you guys kind of looked at them first. $278 bill. Oops.
That's good. Next. Come on. Somebody. Hey, Judge. Come on. Judge Judy.
How much
is that for that? Is that what you use to light your cigarette? Wait, guards just busted you using a road flare. Guess you're the guard, you're a goon squad, so. What? Oh, huh? You said you have unlit road flare. Is this running through the casino? Burning down the house. In the hotel. Like, you were just running up here with an unlit road flare. And he busted you for it. You can tell me why you have an unlit road flare inside a public building.
Because I was transferring it from my car. It was in a bag with my other tools. And...
tools? At a DEF CON convention?
Yeah, I broke down on my way to Vegas because it was like a 5-hour drive. And it just happened to be on a bag.
And did you walk to Vegas after your car broke down?
No, I called AAA. I had a AAA card, and it was in my bag with my tools. I was going outside to work on my car, and I didn't know it was there, and I'm just a girl, and I'm stupid, and I don't know.
Gender has nothing to do with this, man.
What's a road flare?
Gender has nothing to do with this. You walked in here with a road flare, with only a road flare.
It's like this, I'm like,
no.
No?
No.
It's my husband.
You just said you came by yourself.
He's in the trunk.
Another judge. Next. Somebody. I would just suggest a really good idea for a situation. Oh my God. Here's the situation. You are a speaker at DEF CON. Right. Basically, this has to do with me. You are playing me right now. You just got bumped down. You got locked down to about 30 minutes. Of time from your hour and a half. You gotta get this guy to cut his time down so that you have more time for your competition. You're a speaker competitor. Speaker. Yeah. He wants more time and he wants to get it from you. Yeah. He's gonna be next. Like, this idiot up here is actually speaking right now. He's next, you're after him, and time is starting to get taken up. What time when I put that over there? Oh, you got it bumping? Me, TT? Hey, miss. Sorry, TT.
Jesus Christ, I'm just running late now. You're next?
Yeah.
Nick, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about this guy taking some time. Nobody's watching him on his time, and he's just hogging up space. What are you doing? What are you speaking on?
Well, I got like this 2-hour speech. Really, like, so long. I don't know. What are you talking about? How long is
your one, DJ? Well, I'm doing the SE competition. We've got bumped down like twice already, and it's starting to piss me off. Yeah, I mean, like, they don't take it seriously. It's the first year doing this, you know? So, I mean, so we get shit from everybody, you know, but we need some time to do this because we got like a million competitors, you know, and everything like that. So we got like a million people signed up on the webpage. So, you know, so, all right, well, good. And if you don't mind, I'll just let them know. Hey.
Didn't do drugs? Are you sure this is my drug test? Positive.
Well, there's no way, sir, I don't do any drugs.
You lie. I'm with the CIA. You lie.
Well, sir, there's no way that I came up positive. Negative, sorry.
Sorry, you didn't offer to deal for the CIA. You're fired.
No!
Cocaine Import Agency, hello.
Okay, come on, quick better judge, we're running out of time. Next competitor.
Here you go.
You, stand up right there, right? But yeah, you are looking around. You, right there, stand up. Quickly. You're a guard at a door to the computer room, or to this place over here. You want to get your computer out of the room that he's guarding. It's your, is it his computer? Does it really matter? Doesn't matter. It's a computer you want to get, okay? So he's a guard eating pizza, probably sitting off playing with himself, so go for it.
Excuse me, sir. I was wondering if I could get into this room. And you are the person that owns the computer in the room?
Prove it.
How am I supposed to prove that? I know the login password.
Here's your computer. Where it's located?
In the room.
Okay, what brand is it?
Packard Bell.
Next. Quickly, we have like about 10 minutes left. Next judge. Quiet, please. Security guards just come to your room. They found the transmitter that is blocking the problem that they're having right now. I'm sure you're aware of that. You're the security guard who just found that, apparently. Good luck.
What are you doing with this equipment in your room?
What equipment?
This equipment sitting right here on the table.
I've never seen this equipment before in my life, actually. You saw that lock-picking demonstration? I think maybe I'm the victim of foul play, but I'm seriously not into radios at all.
Then why is this equipment in your room?
Because like I said, I have no clue. I just came back here. I just got back to my room, and I find this in my room, and then you show up.
Can you prove that it's not yours?
my fingerprints aren't on it. That I don't have any certificates of ownership or anything, you know? I can't prove that it's mine.
Well, then we're just going to have to confiscate it.
If you really think that's best, because, you know, I know you need your radios for this con, but, you know, they are learning tools, and, you know, it could be useful for me in the future. You
know. Next. Okay, and Judge, and what's the situation right here? A little louder, but we'll work with it. Really, really early in the morning, you just saw some boxes, fresh boxes dropped off to your local CO. So who the hell is this guy going to be then? Need a security guard. Well, you got a lot of security guards. So you're a security guard. Do you want to get in and check out this information, find out what's in the boxes? Quick question. Okay, moving on. This is completely hypothetical. So, go.
Hey, I'd like to check out what's in those boxes over there.
I'm sorry, sir. How can you prove that you're an employee? I can't let anybody in that's not an employee.
Here's my ID.
$100 bill? It looks fake to me, sir. Is there any other way? You know, picture ID.
I might have a second ID that looks similar.
Well, let me tell you what. If you got some money, I really don't get paid that much. I'll let you in.
Money does work. Next, somebody. Quick. You, right there. Oh, a student. Got a situation? We got lots of people. We will see which one is better. How's that? Let's hear this one over here, and then we'll hear this one, and we'll pick which one's better.
You got caught sneaking a goat into your hotel room.
Okay, you just get back from DEF CON 6, and, well, the company that paid for you to go to DEF CON, your company, suddenly gets your cellular phone bill back. How do you explain the $200 in nefarious charges, though?
We need a judge, come on. You want to be a judge? Okay, we're going to accept this.
Hey, Billy, what the hell is going on here?
Jesus Christ, look at this bill.
So I don't know what you're talking about. I know this is unusual, but in the old country, what we use, this is
an excuse, man.
Yes, it is. You are discriminating against my religious freedom.
Bullshit. You're fired! Your security. And he pulled his religion card. Come on, man.
You lose.
He now gets to take the goat in the back, and he'll take pictures for you. Next. We got about 5 minutes left. Another situation? We also need a judge coming up. It's DEF CON 4. Oh my God. What? For those of you who were at DEF CON 4, TDYC had a party. There was about 29 of them there, plus a shitload of other people. I think they said they had 60 people in there at one point in time. They had a stripper in there. Somebody cracked out a joint, lit it up, the strippers freaked and ran.
No way!
No.
I could pass. Make that up.
serious. And they even...
That would never happen! That would never happen!
Doesn't matter, it happened in Portland. Sir, can you shake your booty for us? Damn, pretty damn close. Okay, anyways, you need to keep the stripper here. Damn, you're flat-chested.
What's the problem?
There's drugs here. You're also repulsive.
I know, I know. Some of them are really bad, the drugs.
Did you get paid already?
No, you didn't get paid yet?
No, the metal's in the wrong place.
The metal's in the wrong place?
Yes, pierce yourself elsewhere.
Oh, I do have more. I do have more piercing. I do have more piercing.
Prove it.
Okay. Well then, let me bring you back into the room, stay for a while, and when I'm ready, I'll show you.
Prove it to my 29 friends.
Okay, well, I don't want it to be in front of the other people, so I'd like you to just come back inside with us.
No.
Bye, chicken. You pierce it, but you won't show it?
Well, see, I didn't get the piercing to show it off to everybody to make it worthless. Only certain people. You, your friends. After all, we are going to pay you.
Show me the money.
The money, okay. Here's some.
Cheap!
Well, that's not all of it. I said that's some. The rest, when you come inside, sit down, talk to me for a while.
Leroy says all up front.
Wait, where's Leroy? Is he right here?
He's the guy with the folder right here outside the front door.
What does Leroy like to drink?
He doesn't.
Okay, good, good. What does he like to smoke?
He doesn't.
I like a clean cut guy. That's good. Does Leroy want to come in and hang out for a while?
He thinks you're repulsive too.
Then he'll be the life of the party.
Okay, I'll stay.
Thanks. Right on. We have one more. Sarah here. We need another judge. And a suggestion. I saw your hand up right, real quick.
4 a.m. and you got caught sneaking around the basement of the San Ramon Pactel Fortress. And a security guard catch you.
You're in the basement of the San Ramon what?
What are you doing here?
Man, I'm having trouble with my T1. I'm trying to track it down.
We have special departments to handle that. Shouldn't you have gone through the correct procedure?
Yeah, I talked to Al. He told me to take the second door. I've been going a long-ass way, but I think I finally tracked it down.
Al was a fucking idiot. He was fired last week.
Oh, okay. Can you help me?
Yeah, maybe. What's the circuit ID of your card?
Huh?
Circuit ID. The unique line identifier that identifies it to the switch.
Huh?
People this stupid should not own T1s.
But how do I get on the internet without it?
AOL.
Can we get everybody to line up right here? Let's do the judging this way. We're going to pick three people to go on to the second round, which none of you will know what's going on. Sorry. Well, if you're in teams, you could have done teams. But nobody said they were in teams, so we just went along. So. Do what? We have like maybe 20 seconds left, I mean. So let's just do this. How should we do this? Do you guys want to vote on this, or do you want these guys to vote on this? You guys get the vote. Okay, we do stand behind each one of them and raise your hand above them, and we'll let the audience choose. Starting with straight line, if you know what that means. I know some of you are drunk. Just think you're like in jail.
El Jefe got it right. Spread them, boy. All right, number one here. Okay. Okay, the judges are, you guys are required to figure out who's the loudest among these. So, number two here. Come on. Okay. Our one female. It's okay, female? You're not fans. Boy. Can he sing any lower? Unfortunately, we did not have enough time to do this properly, so I do apologize for some of those that would love to have done a second round. Apparently not. Next. Him. Like, yeah. Oh, you. The suit. He's upset. The good man. Come on, you've been like to know, man. Okay. Intel inside? Nobody? Okay. Next. Next one. And last but not least. Oh, that's him. So, who out of these three? We need to pick three of these. Who are they the loudest? Pepe got pretty damn loud. Pandora? Pepe? Goat Boy? Goat Boy? Oh, this guy here? This guy here. So those three, please see me over here after a bit, and we'll go over how round two will work. The winner of round two will end up with this nice little lovely payphone, courtesy of God, I don't know who. We have some other nice parting gifts for other people that will just hand out or something. Soldier over here has those for you, or some of you, I'm not really sure. And whoever is next up on the mic, please step forward, and it's yours. I guess that would be you.